It is a fabulous day, of course, and week to go kick back, enjoy art. Annie Dugan, a person who knows where all the art is to enjoy and a few places where you can find art that you didn't expect. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. You are right. We have a great week for art, as always, here in the Northland. Wednesday, you get a double whammy. From 6 to 8 p.m., Ivy Vineo is opening her exhibition, well, having a celebration, I should say, for her exhibition, Breaking Free. This will be at the Zeitgeist. And Ivy is an amazing photographer in our community. She is able to capture dynamism, energy, community spirit through her work. She has a wonderful eye for color, for movement, and for sort of what is the soul of our community? What are the stories that need to be told that we need to look at? How can you use that kind of an eye to shed light on stories that need to be highlighted? So this is an exhibition of 10 women, Wim Mine, Wim, there's all sorts of different ways that you could pronounce that word with the X rather than the M-E-N. And she is looking at racially diverse women who are wanting, this is a wonderful quote, and I'm going to just read it straight because I think it's a great way to talk about her show. She says, "I'm looking at 10 women to share their story of resistance, activism, cultural upbringing, and the beauty, power, and challenges that come from being a racially diverse woman in Minnesota." And what's, I think, really special about these images is that she's also using the women's own words next to them, so they're telling their story along with these powerful photographs. So that is 6 to 8 at the Zeitgeist. Breaking Free is the title of the exhibition of Ivy Vineo's work. Then at Hartley Nature Center that same evening is the last in a series that the Duluth Art Institute is doing called Art Naturally. And I think this is a fabulous pairing between art and nature, art and science. So many of the ways that we intersect with the creative life in our region. There was a great quote from the guy from of course I should have written it down rather than thinking of it, but the quote is that creativity isn't a talent, it's a way of being. And I think that's such a good way of thinking about how we intersect these sort of what we sort of consider different silos, like, you know, I'm a scientist, I'm not an artist, I'm a naturalist, I'm not an artist. Well, no, thinking creatively and being creative in the world is how you apply and how you practice those talents. So I love that Hartley Nature Center and the Duluth Art Institute have teamed up. And Susanna Gaunt is their featured artist this Wednesday. She is going to teach nature sketching. So what a great setting for learning that skill. And she is just a fabulous teacher, a fabulous artist, and it's a great opportunity to hang out with Susanna. And then Friday, there has been a real renaissance in quilt making in the Twin Ports area. There's a long tradition of the art form, and there's just been a lot of new energy with Karen McTavish's quilt shop. And Mary Matthews is having an exhibition of her work this Friday from 2 to 4 at the Kara Conry Dentistry. Mary Matthews is part of a contemporary quilt makers guild here in the Twin Ports. And when we think of contemporary quilt making, you know, we're thinking of artists who are breaking out of those patterns a little bit. Sometimes they might use those patterns, but they also, in the case of Mary, might play with those, might break out of them, and might free themselves from those patterns to do quilting more intuitively or more free form. So the kind of color, shape, pattern, line that she is combining in her work is much more free-flowing than sort of what we think of with the traditional log cabin quilt design. So I love that she's doing that, and I love that it's in a non-traditional setting of a dentist as well. So that's this Friday, like I said, Care Connery Dentist, 2 to 4, Mary Matthews Contemporary Quilt Show. And that's our week in art, Lisa.
There's going to be a bunch. All right, my dear, we'll talk again next week. How does that grab you?
That sounds fabulous. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.